All right, now it is time to check in with Orange County Commissioner Penny Rich, Chair of the Board of Commissioners, who joins us here on this Wednesday, 4th of July Eve afternoon. Mm-hmm. Happy 4th of July. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's a little hot out there, huh?
A little bit, right?
It's kind of weird. Either we talk about the heat or the traffic every time I come in, when I start. But
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Today it's like...
Today it's the heat, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I was doing real well with my prediction. You remember like 2 months ago we had that heat wave very beginning of May, and I was like, that's it. That's all we're going to get
done.
For the entire... I made it 2 months before we had another heat wave like this, but unfortunately,
it's
I guess I was
else.
Wrong.
Yeah.
So what are your 4th of July plans?
You know, I've been hanging out, having a good time, talking to folks. You know, when you get out of session, you get to like talk to people and catch up and grab a beer here and there. I was out with Mayor Pam Heminger last night. We had a drink. It was nice catching up with her. So tomorrow, you know, it's the choice between the Eno and going over to Carborough Century Center. And I think I'm going to do the Century Center.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the reading of the Frederick Douglass. Every year, I guess I've been doing it for 3 years now. And, you know, it's different every year. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, they're reading the same thing. Different folks are reading it. So you have different people expressing it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And you just listen and learn something new every year. So it's fascinating. I really like it.
The thing that I've noticed about that reading, and I've taken part in it every year since it began, so I've gotten a chance to listen to it every single year. It's such a timely speech, and it's timely in different ways every year. There's always a different passage or a different kind of turn of phrase that stands out every single time that you didn't notice before.
Yeah, and I think that's right. So like, you know, the old phrase that history repeats itself. And
mm-hmm.
so we go in and out of phases of history repeating itself. And now we're kind of like listening to this all over again. And, you know, you're just thinking about, well, I'm thinking a lot about all these people that are in cages on the border. And, you know, what does freedom mean for them? I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, they came to America to be free and we put them in cages. So, you know, it's a hard celebration, the July 4th, for me this year, just understanding what is going on down there.
Yeah. I think I think Carborough kind of does it right overall, because you've got the celebration, you've got the kind of serious, somber reflection as well. Because this is difficult when we have holidays like this. This is part of what we do in order to kind of unify us together as a people, which is necessary in order to get us off the couch to work for each other.
Right.
When our fellow Americans or our fellow human beings are in trouble, we have to be motivated to work for them instead of us.
Right.
And we need to tell kind of positive stories about that unity. But then when we tell the positive story about unity, we end up sanitizing what is often a very ugly history. So you've
right.
got to strike that balance.
And we're repeating the history again. Even though we try not to do that, we're repeating it again. But you're right. I mean, the celebration, you know, July 4th is always going to be a celebration, right,
mm-hmm.
for most people. But yeah, you got to mix that history in there so you understand what's going on. So yeah, I'm going to do that. And I don't know about getting over to Southern Village. We'll see. I mean, I know that it's probably going to be a great celebration. It's a little bit different this year, right?
Yes, yeah.
People have to navigate, and hopefully not too many people will navigate to Keenan Stadium. but, you know, I think y'all have been doing a good job of telling everyone where to go. And certainly, you know, emails and the town's been doing a good job.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a fun celebration.
I'm excited about that. And then if you're really excited about Festival for the Eno, Saturday
continues. They're smart. They're doing it 2 days. And
right.
hopefully they'll get some day that, you know, the Eno, it's always really hot,
mm-hmm.
which tomorrow's going to be. And there's always a chance of rain, right? So there's always this mud. But then everybody jumps in the Eno. So it's kind of like,
yeah.
You get a little muddy, jump in the Eno.
It's like North Chicory. Like it always rains on Chicory weekend and everyone's fine with it. It's
that's
like
right,
same thing
yeah,
with this.
We
it rains, we're good. We jump in the river.
Yeah. So everybody needs to be safe and be careful with fireworks, and you know the sparklers are hot, and you know just be mindful of what we're all doing. That's all, and don't shoot guns. I mean, for crying out loud, please.
People like this is definitely a Southern tradition. The firing guns up
in the
air.
Yeah, I don't get it, but you know I'm not from the South, but I just you know bullets go up, they come back down.
They come back down.
Let's just be mindful of others, please.
Yep.
Be good neighbors.
So speaking with Penny Rich, orangecountync.gov for more information on county government. This is not kind of directly related to county government, but certainly closely related, talking about bus rapid transit now in Chapel Hill. And Chapel Hill Transit's going to be doing some charrette, which is one of my favorite words, beginning next week, like later in the week, right, to start getting feedback and putting this together, right?
Sure, and that's for the bus rapid transit, and, you know, just overall, like, what does that mean? Like, what does it look like on MLK now? And Mark Dorson is a liaison to the group that meets on a regular basis. I guess they meet on a monthly basis. Obviously not during the summer because everybody's taking a little bit of a break. But, yeah, it gives everyone an opportunity to learn more, number one. And I think, you know, Chapel has been doing a good job of educating people the whole way about what the plans are. And every time they do change up how the bus routes run, they bring people together. So, you know, kudos again to Brian Lynchfield. I think he's really does do a fabulous job. And he is a true, you know, transit wonk. I mean, I just love it. I love talking to him. I love getting his texts. I love seeing his, you know, his Twitter feed. He's great. So, yeah, I think everyone should go. Everyone that's interested, everyone that rides the bus, everyone that has never rode the bus before but is thinking of starting to ride the bus, you should all go and get some input.
Like everyone who would ride the bus but don't for X reason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's always that excuse. It's either not, you know, timely or it's going to take me too long. But, you know, the buses have Wi-Fi on them. You can get on there and do your work. And, you know, you turn around and you're at work in, like, you know, 20 minutes. It's worth it, you know. So I'm hoping that lots of people show up. I know it's the summertime. It's a little bit of a wonky time, but yeah, let's get people.
If you're going to be a wonk, you should do it at a wonky time.
Do it at a wonky time.
There
you
go. Is there anything that you're looking for in bus rapid transit?
Well, you know, so my biggest concern is that it just doesn't become an express bus. And I think you and I have talked about that. Around the university, we don't have much of a choice because it is the university land and it's really tight around there. But I want to make sure that we're being mindful. And I know Brian wants to do this and keep it a real bus rapid transit. So give it a dedicated lane. Let it move people the way it's supposed to move people. And, you know, let it become part of a comprehensive plan. We still have to think regionally. What are we doing regionally? Is this BRT going to help us regionally? And, you know, there's a lot of questions to answer with that because we don't have our regional plan yet, right? Because we're back to the drawing board. So, you know, that's the biggest thing I'm looking for is how does this fit into the larger picture?
Yeah, that's going to be a huge thing too because, I mean, just my own personal experience, I live in Durham, I commute here. So if we don't have a regional plan, I drive now for exactly that reason. And every year, Aaron Nelson at the Chamber does a State of the Community report, and he always has some variation on the same graphic every year, but it's a really striking graphic of the thousands of people who commute outside of Orange County in. And the number of people who commute inside Orange County out, and then about the same number of people that live and work in Orange County, but that's a third, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And, you know, you talk about traffic. The traffic isn't necessarily coming from the people that live in Orange County. It's coming from people that are going to work at UNC. And let's call it what it is. It's UNC, it's the school system, it's the towns and the county. Those are the biggest employees right here. So that's where they're coming, you know, and you got a lot of cars. We got to do it better. Yeah.
Speaking with Penny Rich again, orangecountync.gov for more information. I'm going to turn to another issue, which is also, I guess this is directly related to the county because it's the county plus Chapel Hill plus Carrboro, and that's the Green Tract. Still ongoing discussion about development there with a special meeting coming up later on this month, right?
Yeah, July 15th at 7 o'clock in the Chapel Hill Chambers, it's a Chapel Hill meeting. I would assume that some of the county commissioners will attend as well as some of the Carrboro folks. Just to listen to the conversation. I know that the neighbors will come, so we'll get to hear the neighbors. And, you know, we're hoping that Chapel Hill is going to be a good partner on this and move forward with, you know, next phases. We're nowhere yet. You know, people say, well, what about this and what about that? We're nowhere near even a concept plan yet. We just need to know that we can move forward and we can start the planning process. So, I'm going to be positive about this and say that I'm hoping that we're going to get a good vote out of that. And then we could, you know, come back after the summer and start moving forward on that.
So clarify this for people who have been maybe tangentially following,
sure,
but not like watching the meetings, because there was an agreement earlier that we're going to leave 80% undeveloped and 20% we're going to develop. And everyone who talks about the Green Tract keeps saying that same thing.
Right.
Develop 20%, leave 80% undeveloped. And there is strong disagreement between different people who seem to be saying the same thing. So what is up with that?
When people are talking 80-20, we're not quite sure what property are they talking about? Are they talking about the 104 acres? Are they talking about the 164 acres? Are they also considering the Neville tract? That was the original part of the conversation. So there's 60 acres that the county owns that we have always promised that we will not develop. Mm-hmm. And that will remain. 60 acres is a nice amount of land to have trails in, ride bikes, walk, etc. Save the salamanders, whatever you want to do.
I remember reading the Magic Kingdom at Disney World is like 52 or something
there you
like
go.
That. So it's okay. About that.
So we
size.
Have the Magic Kingdom yeah. right there. You know, and also,
although
you
don't take my word for it. I read that somewhere. I might have forgotten.
So the idea on the 104 though was to give the schools between like 14 and 20 acres. So that goes away, right? And then the additional acreage that we want to work on is probably about another 20 to 30 acres. So it's, you know, overall, you're talking about 45 acres overall, but that includes the school. So the 80-20 is kind of like this weird concept. Some people included the school, some people didn't include the school. So, you know, that's something that we're going to have to firm up as we go along. But, you know, we do know that there's going to be a large portion of the green tract that will not be developed. And people just have to understand that. That is absolutely... The county commissioner said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And then just a little bit, you know, if you go a little bit south of the green tract, you have Carolina North. So when folks say that there's not a whole lot of green space up there, oh my goodness, you have hundreds of acres there. And then if you go a little bit north of that, you have Duke Forest. Again, hundreds and hundreds of acres. So this idea that there's not green space around Rogers Road and, you know, around that area, it's just kind of interesting. I think people need to really look at a map and get it in their minds. We do have a lot of conversations. We've had conversations with the community. Rogers Road community, they're excited about what kind of development can be there, what kind of mixed use, maybe some extra services, additional services, maybe some roadways that will alleviate some of the traffic. So, you know, we're really excited. We're ready to go. And I just want our partners to all be together on the same page and, you know, put our planning people together and let's start going on it. Yeah.
Speaking with Orange County Commissioner Penny Ridge, other things on your mind, on your plate right now?
Oh, goodness. You know, like I said last week, we've got a couple of exciting economic development things that we're working on that I can't tell you about because they are still in that phase where everybody is adding, you know, are we going to do incentives or are we not going to do incentives? How many people can it bring? Just when we know when we're going to explode on this, it should be happening in another week or two. So I know I'm not going to be here next week, but the following week I should be able to talk to you. Maybe even next week you can get a little insight into what's going on. I don't know, but we'll see. It's happening. Steve Brantley's working hard. We've had a lot of hits in the past couple of months, and you know it's funny, people talk about economic development like it's going to happen overnight. It takes years, right? Especially if you get the state involved in it, if you get like the county involved and one of the towns involved, you have three entities involved, and you can see what I'm talking about, how long that takes to come around, and then the company. So there's the fourth person, right? And then what does that mean? And you know, kind of like when we were negotiating Wegmans, that wasn't a state thing, but Morinaga, for example, the state did get involved in that for incentives. So we got some pretty exciting stuff going on, and I wish I could talk about it, but. You know, I promised Steve Brantley that I wouldn't until it's happening.
You got to keep promises to Steve Brantley. Yeah.
Amanda, too. You don't want to jinx anything, right? You don't want to do it. You want to say, okay, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. But we got a couple of things that are really going to be good, and I think people will be excited about.
We'll look forward to hearing more about that. OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information on county government. Commissioner Penny Rich, thank you so much.
Awesome. Happy 4th, everyone.